Senator Apodaca says his motivation in introducing the bill was to make education more affordable.
Sounds wonderful to me, but good Lord, a lot of people didn't agree. A whole lot of people. The last few days we've had protesting on the lawn. We've had folks come to my office. I've had numerous phone calls about how bad this bill is. I've had a death threat come into my office.
So Apodaca offered an amendment that removed three HBCUs included in his plan to make tuition $500 a semester in hopes of increasing enrollment. It passed 42-6. Some senators said they felt the legislation was met with such opposition because it was Republican-sponsored. Senator Gladys Robinson is a Democrat and HBCU graduate who favored the plan.
I recognize the plight of the universities in the state, and I will be the first to fight to keep you from ever closing. But also know that we have to do some things to sustain them. And partisanship has caused us from bridging the divide this time. And I'm saying just as much to you Republicans as I am to Democrats, is that we have to find a better way to work for things that support the good of the whole.
Other senators believe the bill struck such a nerve with many HBCU alumni because at one point it suggested that the HBCU's name might need to be changed to boost enrollment and attract more diverse applicants. This is an issue that has come up in the past and one that Senator Don Davis says makes the schools feel picked on.
Some of this we have to look at ourselves in terms of creating some of this situation. Okay, let's be real. If we had an amendment right now to say we're going to study closing UNC Chapel Hill, or we have an amendment that says we're going to study changing the name of North Carolina State, absolutely, it's not going anywhere. But we loosely and casually just throw in provisions about changing names for other institutions.
Those opposing the plan didn't seem to think that Apodaca's bill was intended to sabotage HBCUs. They said the outrage arose partly because the legislation took the schools and their alumni off guard. Senator Floyd McKissick.
I think the problem is one of perception and inclusiveness. Rather than at the back end, having the chancellors of all of these schools brought into a room to sit down, it should have been done before that bill was ever filed to solicit feedback. I suspect that had that occurred, that perhaps we would have seen a modified version of Senate Bill H-73, one that did not include from the outset contentious issues such as name changes.
At Winston-Salem State, the legislation was the topic of discussion in the cafeteria and classrooms. Students like senior Jordan Adams were concerned that the legislation could have changed the character of the school.
It possibly couldn't be a HBCU anymore. When I came, it was known as a HBCU, a historically black college. And I think it should remain as a historically black college. I know this morning one of my professors had told me that she believes that a lot of the professors would leave if they were to change the name of the institution, or as far as make the institution not a HBCU anymore.
A county department chair, Lynette Wood, says the fact that the future of North Carolina's HBCUs keeps coming up in negative ways makes faculty retention a real concern.
Well, our good faculty leave, thinking, well, I don't know what's going to happen in a few years. If I have an opportunity at another university, I'm gone. Hopefully, I will not be one of those faculty members that are going to jump ship. I plan to hang in for a while.
Back at the Senate, legislators pointed out that more needs to be done to help the state's HBCUs, such as Elizabeth City State, which was included in the bill, along with Fayetteville State University. Western Carolina and UNC Pembroke are still in the plan. Senator Davis says enrollment at Elizabeth City dropped by 45% over the past 5 years, and he blames past amendments to close or downsize the school for much of that decline. He and others say more discussions are needed on ways to strengthen the state's HBCUs, with inclusion of the school's officials and alumni a critical component. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.